Good morning, Nick.
This public service announcement is brought to you by Dr. Francis Ram, the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement.
Mayday, Mayday, we're going
down. It's May 1st, it's Mayday.
It is Mayday. And if that struck fear into your hearts, Mayday, Mayday, we're going down, I have your attention.
Yes.
So normally I will come and talk about a very specific scam when something is hot.
Yep.
But today I want to talk about, I'll give you a couple of examples of scams, but I want to talk about what you do if you learn about a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're taking time today, you and I are taking time on the air for this, is because I want to get the word out to a lot of people and I want them to pay it forward. I want to hear this conversation at the coffee shop.
Share it.
Yeah. Right, share it.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. With scams, the first tendency that we have, if we think we've been scammed, is embarrassment, shame, protection, right?
Yeah, you're embarrassed. Oh my God, I just got taken.
Yeah, and it feels awful. And so you don't want to tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that whether you've been taken or whether you've just heard about a scam or someone's tried to scam you, I want you to really be proactive and report it. And I want you to report it to the Federal Trade Commission. I'll tell you at the end of this exactly how to reach
them. How to do that? Okay.
So here's a couple of real life examples. This does not happen to uneducated people alone. If that's what you're thinking, you're wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get good at your job, what do? You practice, right? You hone your skills. You maybe get some education. Well, guess what? That's what scam artists do too.
Yep.
They spend their time dialing for dollars. And the way they know if they're doing well is positive reinforcement. And that positive reinforcement comes in the form of getting your money.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to stop them, negative reinforcement, start reporting them, get them punished, right?
Yeah.
So here's an example. A woman with a doctorate, educator, taught school her whole life, retired, gets a phone call. We're from Medicare. We want your phone. We want your account number and we want your bank account,
mm-hmm.
Your Medicare number and your bank account. She is smart enough to hang the phone up.
Yeah.
No, go away. Click. They call her back. Several times.
Really?
Finally, they get her to the point where she just wants to get them off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smart woman, right? But she wants to get them off the phone and she gives them her information. They begin to scam her. Oh, yeah, she does finally give in, right? These people are very good.
Yeah.
They made her feel as though if she did not give that information, her Medicare checks would end very quickly and she couldn't live without them.
Mm-hmm.
So she believed it, gave them information. She reported it to the Federal Trade Commission. They went to court, put a freeze on her accounts and caught the bad guys.
Okay, good.
Good, right? Okay, story number two. A man from the Dominican Republic starts as a DJ on the air, coincidentally, yes.
Excellent.
And for 60 years, he's on the air as a DJ. He was the first Dominican Republican to own his own radio station here in the States, according to the story.
Yeah.
He gets a call from another country. Oh, it's your favorite grandson. I'm in trouble. I've hit a child. I need money to get out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out his grandson lives in Miami, right? So they caught this. These are the things that you can catch, but please, please don't believe that it is stupid people that get scammed or that it's always elderly people or that it's always foreign people. It happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really want you to do is, as whether you've heard of this or whether you just think it's a scam, go to the Federal Trade Commission website or you can call 877-FTC-HELP and report it. Let the FTC check into it.
Yeah.
If it's not a scam, the people will be cleared. There'll be no problem. If it is a scam, you might save somebody from a real problem, maybe even yourself.
877-FTC-HELP.
Yep.
And they have a website as well.
You bet. FTC.gov.
FTC.gov. So, yeah, let's, as people continue to, you know, as we continue to get these calls, report them.
Just absolutely report
absolutely
them.
Report them. Don't just ignore them. I mean, even if you don't get taken, I'm not falling for that. But why not report it?
Right.
To try to get the bad guys off other people's phones.
Right. And if you're really good, get the information from them. Start playing them like you were an FBI detective, right? And start asking them questions and writing down answers and how can I call you back and all, and then call the Federal Trade Commission.
And give all that information to the FTC.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be neat.
And if you have an experience like this, if you would let me know that we helped in some way, that would be really nice.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. If people have questions, you're easy to reach.
Of course. You can reach us at 413-774-5555. Or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.